天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴和您在天路导向节目相遇。今天麦克牧师继续和我们听众朋友们分享主耶稣借着平静风浪，耶稣在海面上行走，彼得三次不认主的经历，让我们来听听主耶稣是如何拆除彼得那虚伪的自信心而被神所对付的。请安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you tuned in today.
我们很高兴你今天能收听我们的节目。
We have just started a new series entitled Blessed to be a Blessing.
我们刚开始讲一个新的系列信息，借我赐恩福。
Which is based on 1 Peter.
所根据的经文是彼得前书。
In order to understand the word of God found in 1 Peter,
为了要了解彼得前书中神的话语,
we must first know more about Peter the man.
我们必须多一点认识彼得这个人。
Peter had to lose his false sense of security.
彼得需要放下他那虚假的安全感。
Why?
为什么呢?
So that he could be filled with the security found only in God.
这样他才能得到神所赐的真实保障。
The Lord did this by methodically stripping Peter of his false confidence.
于是主耶稣按部就班地拆除彼得那虚假的自信心。
God had to strip him of his false confidence in the places where Peter felt completely at ease.
神要在彼得觉得最安心的场合里来对付他那虚假的自信心。
In this broadcast, we will look at the next episode of Peter's stripping.
在今天的节目里，我们要看彼得第二次被神对付。
And this second stripping down is found in Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 to 26.
这件事记载在马太福音第八章23到26节。
Peter was born a leader.
彼得是个天生的领袖。
There's nothing wrong with that.
这没有什么不对。
Jesus didn't have a problem with that.
耶稣也不认为这是个问题。
Jesus just wanted to make sure that Peter would not become a problem leader.
但耶稣必须确定彼得不会成为一个麻烦的领袖。
Peter had pride problems.
彼得有骄傲的毛病。
Peter had self-confidence problems.
彼得有自负的毛病。
Peter had self-adequacy problem.
彼得有自大的毛病。
And most of these were related to water, the sea, and the fishing.
这些大部分都和航海捕鱼有关。
And they were related not just to any sea, but the Sea of Galilee.
而这不是一般的海域，而是加利利海。
That was Peter's second home.
那里是彼得的第二个家。
Half of his day was spent there.
他一般的时间都在那里度过的。
And that's where Jesus encounters him again and again.
他也在那里一再地遇见耶稣。
This is how the story begins.
事情的开始是怎么样的?
The disciples all get in the boat.
门徒都上了船。
Most likely was one of Peter's family fishing boats.
很可能这是彼得家里的渔船。
This was Peter's place of confidence and adequacy and boasting.
也就是彼得自信、自满、自夸的地方。
And no sooner than they got into the boat,
正当他们刚上了船,
when one of those well-known wind storms that the Sea of Galilee is known for begins to rage,
就遇上了加利利海所闻名的风暴。
And they were all panicked.
他们都惊慌起来。
Obviously, this storm was like no other storm they had experienced.
很显然的，这是他们从来没有遇到过的风暴。
But do you know who panicked the most?
但你知道谁最惊恐吗？
Can you guess who yelled out to Jesus?
你猜得到是谁向耶稣喊叫吗？
You guessed it correctly, it was Peter.
你猜对了，就是彼得。
What was going through Peter's mind, do you think?
你猜当时彼得的心里想些什么呢？
He probably was thinking, I thought I knew this lake like the back of my hand.
很可能他想，我以为我对这一带的海域已经了若指掌了。
I thought I was an expert in this area.
我以为我是这一带的专家了。
I've never panicked before.
我从来没有惊慌失措过。
I'm always confident.
我一向很有自信的。
What's happening to me?
我是怎么回事呢？
And that is the second stripping of Peter.
这是彼得第二次被对付。
And his self-confidence and courage were shaken.
他的自信心和勇气都动摇了。
At that point, Jesus, with all the authority of the Creator God,
就在这时候，耶稣凭着创造主的权柄，
tells the storm to hush, and it does.
命令风暴平静下来。
The storm obeyed.
风暴服从了。
You will find the third stripping of Peter's self-confidence in Matthew 14:22-31.
马太福音十四章二十二到三十一节，你会看到彼得的自信心第三次受到对付。
Once again, the Lord strips Peter right in the very center of his field of expertise.
主耶稣再一次在彼得最专长之处来对付他。
How did this happen?
事情的经过是这么样的。
By now, Peter has begun to learn few lessons from his previous strippings.
经过了几次的管教之后，彼得已经学到了一些教训。
By now, Peter has begun to exchange his false self-confidence for confidence in the Lord.
这时候，他也开始将虚假的自信心转变为对主的信心。
Now, my listening friends, did you notice I said he began?
你有没有注意到？我说的是他开始转变。
The important word here is began.
关键就在于开始这两个字。
Do you remember when you got to the highest class in your elementary school?
你还记得当你读到小学最高班时
？And you thought you were on top?
你以为自己已经爬上峰顶。
When you were at the highest grade, you looked down on other kids in the lower grades?
你是从最高班往下看那些低年级的小朋友。
Then you went to the upper school.
当你进入中学后，
Suddenly you are down at the bottom of the heap again.
突然你发觉自己又跑到斜坡的最底线去了。
Do you know how that feels?
你能体会那种感觉吗？
That's where Peter was.
彼得就在这样的处境中。
Peter had just begun.
彼得才刚开始呢。
Peter had risen to the highest class in elementary school.
彼得在小学里已经升到最高班了。
But by the third episode here, he goes to the bottom of the heap in the upper school.
但到了第三次的事件时，他就等于进入高一级学校的最低班。
This time, Jesus wasn't in the boat.
这次耶稣不在船上。
But he came walking on the water.
但他走在水面上。
And most of the disciples did not know if it was a ghost.
大部分门徒还以为是鬼呢。
Peter, who had just graduated from elementary school of faith,
彼得刚从信心的小学毕业。
He thought now that he had learned his lesson.
他自认为已经学会了。
Was he right?
真的吗？
He was wrong.
他错了。
Peter said,
彼得说，
Jesus, if this is you,Just tell me to come, and I will walk on water.
耶稣啊，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
He now had confidence in Jesus Christ.
他现在对耶稣很有信心了。
Do you see, Peter had learned some lessons?
你看见彼得学会了什么功课吗？
Peter's confidence in Jesus had grown to the point of knowing that if what he saw on the water was the Lord,
彼得相信耶稣到一个地步， 当他看见是主走在水面上时
，The Lord would empower Peter to walk toward Him on water.
他相信主必定给他能力，让他也从水面上走到主那里去。
So Jesus said, "Okay, walk to me, Peter."
耶稣说，彼得，你来吧。
So Peter got up, and after taking few steps on the water.
于是彼得就从船上下去，在水面上才走了几步。
He began to sink.
他就往下沉。
And Peter's cry is not, "Look at me, guys," but instead, "Lord, save me."
彼得没有喊着说，哎，大家看我的。他反倒说，主啊，救我。
Peter had to learn to trust in Christ's sufficiency and not his own self-sufficiency.
彼得必须学习完全信靠基督，而不是依靠自己的能力。
This was stripping number three.
这是第三次的对付。
I want to stop here and tell you something of uttermost importance.
让我暂停一下，我要告诉你一件非常重要的事。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听。
God does not enjoy seeing his children suffer the pain of stripping.
神并不喜欢看见他的儿女被管教时受苦。
If an earthly mother or father hurts, suffers with their children,
如果世上为人父母的都会为自己的孩子感到伤痛。
How much more does God's heart ache when he sees us suffering growing pains?
那么神的心岂不更会为了我们成长所经历的痛苦而伤痛吗？
But let me tell you something important.
但重要的是，
God knows that you have to grow up.
神知道你需要成长。
You cannot be a spiritual toddler for the rest of your spiritual life.
你不能一直停留在属灵婴儿的阶段。
This next time stripping of Peter is found in Matthew 16:21-23.
彼得所受的下一个管教记载在马太福音16:21-23。
This has to do with false self-confidence and outward courage.
这是有关他那虚假的自信心和血气之勇。
In other words, this has to do with the area of boasting.
换句话说，也就是他的自夸自大。
This has to do with false self-image.That we often want to project about ourselves.
往往这是来自我们虚幻的自我形象。
It often has no relation to the truth about us.
跟我们真实的自我毫无关联。
It has to do with that religious mask that we wear.
却和我们所戴的宗教面具有关。
When Jesus was telling the disciples about his upcoming death and crucifixion,
当耶稣告诉他的门徒他将要死在十字架上时
Guess who rebuked the Lord?
你猜是谁竟敢责备耶稣吗
Peter
彼得
It was as if he said to Jesus, Jesus, you don't understand whose company you're keeping.
他似乎在说耶稣啊难道你不明白你的伙伴是谁吗
Or Jesus, you are with the mighty Peter and Peter will take care of you.
或者他说耶稣啊，你是和彼得老大在一起啊，彼得会照顾你的。
Are there any of you listening think that you can help God?
收音机旁的朋友，你是否认为自己可以给神帮忙吗
？Then listen carefully.
如果是的话，请留心听。
And learn from Peter's false boasting.
并且从彼得虚浮的夸口中学习教训。
Jesus looks at Peter and says, Peter, you are the mouthpiece of Satan.
耶稣看着彼得说，彼得，你只不过是撒旦的传声筒。
Oh, how those words must have hurt Peter.
彼得听了这句话一定很伤心。
This is stripping number four.
这是彼得第四次被对付。
Next, we will look at the stripping down we find in Matthew 26:33-35.
接着我们要看马太福音26:33-35。
The night of the crucifixion, Jesus was preparing his disciples for what was coming.
耶稣被钉十字架的前夕，他要预备门徒的心，接受将要发生的事。
But Peter wasn't listening.
但彼得根本没有听。
He was thinking while the Lord was talking, and he insisted on saying.
耶稣说话时，他自顾自地想心事，然后坚持地说，
Lord, I told you I'll take care of you.
主啊，我说过我会照顾你的。
But Jesus looks at Peter and says,
但耶稣看着彼得对他说，
Peter, a few hours from now,
彼得，几个钟头之后，
before the cock crows,
在鸡叫之前，
you will deny me three times.
你要三次不认我。
That probably hurt Peter deeply worse than anything else.
这可能比任何一次更使彼得伤心。
Let me speak to all of you who are Peter's both men and women.
不论你是男的女的，如果你和彼得一样，让我告诉你。
God is not looking for, nor is he impressed with your adequacy.
神没有寻找，也不看重你是多能干的人。
God is not looking for, nor is he impressed with your false confidence.
神没有寻找，也不看重你是多有自信的人。
God is looking for your willingness to be stripped of all that is natural.
神要找的是愿意让他对付你天然本性的人。
So that he can build you up with the supernatural.
以至于他能建立你成为超凡的人。
That's what God is looking for.
这是神所要寻找的人。
I know several people who are craftsmen with wood.
我认识一些手艺很好的木匠。
They tell me that when they get a piece of wood that has a lot of varnish and paint on it,
他们告诉我，当他们找到一块木料，上面有旧的油漆，
It is important to do something first before they repaint it.
在重新油漆前，最重要的就是，
The first thing that they have to do is strip the piece of wood of the old varnish.
第一件事就要把木头上的旧油漆刮掉。
Then they bring back the original grain before they do anything to it.
先恢复木头原来的木纹，才能继续做下去。
That's what Jesus was doing to Peter, and that's what Jesus longs to do for you and me.
耶稣在彼得身上就是做这样的工作，耶稣也渴望在你我身上这么做。
He has to strip us in order to build us up.
他要先对付我们，再建立我们。
Let me tell you something important.
让我告诉你一些重要的事。
If you have never taken risk in your faith,
如果你从来没有为了信仰冒险，
If you have never attempted something that is impossible without God's power to accomplish,
如果你从来没有尝试着去做一些事是非要靠着神的能力来做才能完成的，
Then you are missing out on all that God has to offer you.
那么你将会错失神所要赐给你的。
If you have never attempted something so impossible that without God's power it is doomed to failure.
如果你从来没有尝试着去做一些事是非要靠着神的能力来做，不然就会失败的。
Then you are still living in the realm of the natural.
那么你仍然活在天然的领域里。
And you have never experienced the spiritual, the supernatural.
却从来没有属灵或超自然的经历。
And the problem, my listening friend, is that this world is full of believers who are living in the realm of the natural.
亲爱的朋友，问题是今天有许多基督徒仍然活在自然领域里。
They live like the people of the world.
他们和世上的人没有分别。
They think like the people of the world.
他们和世上的人想法一样。
They never attempt something so great for God.
他们从不为神谋大事。
They never take risks for God.
他们从不为神冒险。
And they sit where they feel comfortable.
他们安坐家中。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they are afraid.
因为他们惧怕。
They don't want to experience the stripping down in order that he might build them up.
他们不愿意接受对付，并让神来建立他们。
My listening friends, this is very important.
亲爱的朋友，这一点很重要。
Sitting in the natural and living by sight and not by faith is miserable.
安坐自然的领域，单凭眼见，不凭信心活着是很可怜的。
Until you experience the supernatural power of God in doing the impossible,
除非你经历过靠着神超然的能力去完成不可能的事，
you have not experienced God yet.
你还没有经历神自己。
And sure enough, before the cock crowed,
果然在鸡叫之前，
Peter turns into a chicken and denies the Lord 3 times.
彼得胆小如鼠，三次否认耶稣。
To make things worse,
更糟的是，
we learn in Matthew 26:69-75,
在马太福音26:69-75里我们看到了，
that Peter does not deny the Lord to Pontius Pilate or to the high priest,
彼得并不是在比拉多或大祭司面前否认主的。
Peter does not deny Jesus to someone who is important in society in those days.
彼得并不是在当时的达官贵族面前否认主的。
But Peter denies the Lord to a slave girl.
彼得竟然是在一个女仆面前否认主的。
In those days, a slave girl was considered to be at the bottom of society.
在当时，一个女仆是社会地位最低等的人。
And do you know what the Bible says at this point?
你知道圣经怎么说？
The Bible says in Luke 22:61,
路加福音22:61圣经说，
And Jesus turned and looked straight at Peter.
主转过身来看彼得。
Oh, I can tell you one thing about that look.
我可以告诉你，主看他的这个眼神。
Peter never forgot that look.
彼得终身难忘。
I want to tell you something else about it.
让我再告诉你。
It was not a look that said, Peter, I told you so.
主看他的意思并不是说，彼得，我早就告诉你了。
No.
不是的。
It was a look that said,
主看他的眼神是要告诉他，
Peter, I still love you and I'm ready to forgive you. Peter, I understand.
彼得，我仍然爱你，我愿意原谅你，彼得，我了解。
How do I know it was that kind of a look?
我怎么知道主看他是这个意思呢？
Because after Jesus had risen from the dead, he appeared specially one-on-one to Peter.
因为当耶稣从死里复活以后，他有一次单独向彼得显现。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus wanted to say to Peter,
因为耶稣要对彼得说，
Peter, I stripped you of all those false idols, not to hold them against you, but to forgive you.
彼得，我拆除你心中许多虚假的偶像，不是要跟你作对，而是要饶恕你。
I pulled down all these false confidences and false adequacies, not to tear you down, but to build you up in me.
我拆毁你那虚假的自信心和你的骄傲自满，不是要摧毁你，而是要你在我里面被建立起来。
I did these things because I love you and I want you to do great and mighty things for me.
我这么做是因为我爱你，并且我要你为我成就伟大的事。
Peter, you have an option.
彼得，你是有选择的。
You can allow self-pity and sorrow to pull you down,
或者你让自怜和忧愁拖垮你，
or you can move forward in my power,
或者你靠着我的大能勇往直前。
My listening friends, I want to tell you something very, very important.
亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你一件非常非常重要的事。
You can focus on what you have lost and stay where you are.
你可以停留在原地，埋头为自己失去的东西而悲哀。
Or you can look straight ahead to the gain that only God can give you.
或者抬头仰望乐意赏赐的神，继续向前走并得到满足。
It is my prayer that you look forward.
我祈求神让你能勇往直前。
In the next message, we will see Peter's last encounter with the Lord Jesus.
下一次的节目里，我们要看彼得最后一次见耶稣的情形。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。听了牧师的分享，其实我发现我身上也有许多骄傲自大的毛病需要改正。是的，要想成为神合用的器皿，就要首先对付自己的罪，对付自己的老我和不讨神喜悦的地方。正像彼得那样，主耶稣在一次次的管教他，让他认识到自己的有限，并学习完全信靠耶稣基督，而不是依靠自己的能力。撒迦利亚书四章六节，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。求主帮助我们抬头仰望主耶稣，学习完全顺服的功课。感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，祝您有一个美好的周末。
Yeah.